Part 1. Recession. Chapter 1. File your unemployment electronically. The principle supporting business now is rage, hatred of the various grays. Richard Hugo, Degrees of Gray in Phillipsburg. March 2009. The Monaco Coach RV Factory in Wakarusa, Indiana, is a low-slung beige complex surrounded by a gigantic parking lot and a chain-link fence topped with three strands of outward-slanted barbed wire. With the exception of a trimmed lawn and scattered trees in front, its utilitarian structure implies nothing about the beauties that workers make, or rather used to make, inside. Day in and day out for decades, they came here to recreate the luxuries of home for the open road. One of Monaco's models was the Diplomat, which was about the size of a motorized sperm whale, furnished with floral print sofas, hardwood cabinets, built-in flat-screen TVs, a refrigerator, a microwave, a king bed, and a ceramic tile kitchen, all balanced on six wheels and complete with safety features like anti-lock brakes. All of this required skilled workers, mechanics to build the chassis, seamstresses to sew the seat fabrics, electricians, graphic designers, woodworkers to saw and mold the cabinets. People like Ed Neufeld. On July 17, 2008, a Thursday, Neufeld woke up at 4 a.m., as he always did, to fit in a 2 to 3 mile run before his shift. He drove his white Chevy S10 pickup to the plant and pulled into the parking lot. His wife, Marianne, didn't like him jogging on the road in the dark now that they had 7 kids. So he ran the perimeter of the parking lot. Rumors had been flying around the plant for weeks that a group of Monaco executives from Oregon were coming to Wakarusa today for a big meeting. Gas prices had been stuck at $4 a gallon for months, and it was no secret that people weren't buying RVs. Would it be a layoff? A cutback in production? Neufeld wondered as he jogged in the dark before sunrise. Like many companies in the RV industry, Monaco had always experienced swings in production, laying off a couple hundred employees one year, hiring a couple hundred the next. In 2007, Monaco shuttered its Elkhart plant, and workers like Neufeld were moved to Wakarusa. By the spring, other RV companies in the area, Travel Supreme, Newmar, Coachman, all had announced layoffs, cut shifts, or consolidated operations. Neufeld had been laid off before for a couple of months in 1978, and managed to get by until orders picked back up and he was called back to work. But now, he was 62. If he could just tough it out a few more years, he'd have it made. Nah, he thought. He'd had the same boss for he didn't know how long. Plus, he hadn't missed a day of work in 27 years. After the run, Neufeld went up to the break room and fixed himself a cup of coffee and ate a Little Debbie Nutty Bar as he read through some psalms in his Bible, as he always did. The shift started at 6 a.m., and Neufeld headed to the mill room where he operated the saws cutting wood for cabinets. It was almost break time when the foreman was called into a meeting. The meeting didn't last very long. But when he came out, Neufeld noticed he had tears in his eyes. The foreman called the 50 to 60 workers together, then he shook his head. "It's not a layoff," he told them. "We're closing the doors." Up to this point in his life, Neufeld seemed to be living the American dream. Despite having only 3 years of college, he had worked in the RV industry for 36 years, earning $21 an hour, roughly $40,000 a year. It wasn't easy street, but it was enough. After workers asked some questions, which the foreman didn't have answers to, they were dismissed for the day. By now, the heat had reached the mid-80s and was heading for a near-record 91 degrees. Neufeld got back in his Chevy S10 and drove home on County Road 42. After a few miles, he turned right on County Road 1, driving past the corn and soybean fields where his father-in-law had settled generations ago, past the pond where he and Marianne had started out in a trailer, past the one-story modular home they moved into next, and pulled into the driveway.